We are moving into the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos, and the first Mishnah here is discussing and explaining to us the categories of malachos and how they fit into the overall general principle of observing Shabbos. Now, we noted that a person who, God forbid, violates Shabbos unintentionally is chayav a karban chatas, what's called a chatas kavua, a fixed korban chatas. Now, the question is, under what circumstances is a person chayav a karban chatas? The answer is, well, when they made a mistake, when they did something in error. Well, what was the nature of that error? And that's what the Mishnah drills down to right now. Kalal gadol amar b'Shabbos. They said a major rule on Shabbos. Kol ha-shokheach ikar Shabbos. A person who was unawares or forgot, in this case, shokheach means forgot. They were b'shogeg. They didn't remember. Ikar Shabbos, that there is such a thing as a Sabbath for Jewish people. Then for also malachas harbe b'shabbosos harbe, and for months and years they violated all 39 malachos. Eino chayav ela chatas achas. They're only chayav one chatas because they had one he'elim, one forgetting. What was that? They forgot there was a whole principle of Shabbos, and they had one yediyah. The yediyah, the awareness, is mechayav the chatas. When they became aware of Shabbos, that was the entirety. Hayodea ikar Shabbos. They know that their person knows that there is such a thing as Shabbos, va'aso malachos harbe, and he did tons of different malachos, b'shabbosos harbe, with lots of different shabbosos, but they didn't realize on any given Shabbos that it was Shabbos. They lost track, and for three Shabboses in a row, they thought it was Friday, and they did all those malachos. So what was their he'elem, what was their forgetting? Their lack of awareness was on the day. So therefore, chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So they forgot for three Shabbosos, even if they did 25 malachos on each Shabbos, they only bring 3 chatos. Hayodea shu Shabbos, you know that it's Shabbos. Today is Shabbos. Va'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe. Chayev al kol av malacho malacha. And you know each week when is Shabbos. But you forgot when you grew up, when you went to school, they told you there is an isser of tofer, of sewing. And there is an isser of oreg, of weaving. And there is an isser of kosev. And you forgot. And you thought that the only restriction on Shabbos over the years, you lost track of all your learning, and you only thought there's an issur on driving and making a fire. So those three malachos, when you become aware of them, even though you've done them many times over many Shabbosos, the forgetting and then the awareness that's machayev the chatas, the awareness is on that malacha. And therefore you're chayev on each malacha as you become aware of it. Ha'osa malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. Let's say you have what we call parallel avos. So for example, one av malacha, one major category of malacha of the 39, which we're going to explain in the next Mishnah, is zorea, is planting. Well, you can plant a seedling or you can plant a sapling. Both of those are planting, but one is with, let's say, planting a wheat seed and the other one, a wheat kernel, and the other one is planting a sapling or a tree. And that would be zorea on the first case and notea, planting a tree. But those are parallel in the same line, the same category within the 39 malachos. So if you do multiple parallel avos, if they're me'ein malacha achas, they're within the spirit or the contours of one malacha, eino chayev ela chatas achas. But if you do, let's say, two different avos, you're chayev two chatos. You get one chatas for each of the 39 avos malachos. And if you do of the lower category, still d'oraisa, but not the main category, the toldas, if it's of the same av, we paskin that you're only chayev one chatas, but if it's of different avos, you're chayev two. And that brings us to the next Mishnah, avos malachos arboim chasar achas. There are 40 minus 1, 39 malachos, main categories of work that are found in the Mishkan that are called chashuv. They are important, and therefore, if a person violates them, they are going to bring a korban chatas. If, God forbid, a person did it bemezid with hasra, with warning, they would receive the punishment of skila, of stoning. Hazorea, the person who plants. Vahachoresh, the person who plows. Vahakotzer, and the harvester. Vahamaamer, the gatherer. Hadash, dash is threshing, so you take a seed and you smash it and you crack off the connection between the husk and the kernel. Vahazora, winnowing, throwing it up into the wind. Vahabora, selecting. Tochin, grinding. Merakade. Merakade means it's sifting. Vahalosh, kneading. Vahaofe, and baking. So that's what we call the 11 malachos of Sidur Adapas, the order of making bread. Next one, making clothes. Hagozeza Satzemer, shearing wool. Hamalabno, whitening it. Vahamanapzo, and the person who combs it out. Vatsovo, and the person who dyes it. Vatova, and the person who spins it. Vahamesich, and the person who stretches out the string exactly the way. Vaosa shnei batinirin, and sets up the loom in a particular way. Vaoreg shnei chutin, and the person who weaves two threads. Vahapotzea shnei chutin. This also has to do with removing one of the shettles, I think it's called. Hakosher, tying, matir, untying, so that you can retie it. Vahatofer shnei tfiros, and doing two stitches. Hakorei almanas litfor shnei tfiros, or if you tear so that you can restitch two stitches. All of those are the construction of clothing. Hatzad tzvi, what about a hide? So if you trap an animal, hashochto, shechting it, killing it, mafshito, skinning it, molchu, salting it, v'hama'abid asoro, and then tanning, curing the hide, v'hamochko, and then erasing it, preparing it for writing, v'hama'chatcho, cutting it to size, hakosef shteosios, writing two letters, v'hamochek amanas lichtov shteosios, and erasing for the purpose of writing two letters, habone, building, v'asoser, and if you destroy so that you can build something in its place, hamachabe, if you extinguish for the purpose of making coal, v'hamavir, making a fire, makav patish, giving the last hammer blow, and v'hamotzi mirshus to rishus, carrying from one domain, a private domain, to a public domain, each of these is an av malacha. Hare elu avos malachos, these are the main categories of work, arboim chaser achas. These are the 39 main categories of malacha, which carry under them also the Oraisa principles called toldos. Those are the derivatives. And then there are lots of rabbinic strictures around them. But these are the main categories. And each one, the shear is specific. And some of them we'll talk about over the course of the next few prakim.